Is it ready? Good morning, boys and girls. I'm Joyce, and I want to tell you a story about our garden. We've been putting in a garden almost every year, and we like to put in tomatoes, and so I brought you a little example. We have a tomato here. This is a plant. We planted it early in the year, and we also planted green beans. We also planted carrots. You want to hold that? Okay. We also planted, would you like to hold that? Watermelon. And then we also planted, this is a yellow tomato, and I got a little dirt on it.
He's from a pumpkin, you know.
Well, it looks like a pumpkin, doesn't it? But it's actually a yellow tomato. Yeah?
It actually is.
Okay. And when it got really, really cold out here, my husband decided to pick all the tomatoes. And it was a very special, when I went through all the tomatoes to see, you know, to can them and everything, there was this one tomato that I thought was really, really special. It was just telling me that God loves us all. To me, it did. And so when I opened it, when I took it out, what does that look like to you? It looks like a tomato, but what is it shaped like?
A heart.
And I thought that was so special that God had made a tomato that tells me and my husband that and everybody else how much he really loves us. So I thought this is really something very, very special. So it told me that God loves me and God loves you. Can you remember that always? Okay. Now Mrs. Rigudo is going to tell a story to us.
Not many boys and girls. I'm Grandma Lois. Can you hear me? I'm Grandma Lois. Gotta clear my throat. I'm gonna tell you a story about a little girl who lived a long, long ways from here, back in the Midwest. Anybody know where Oklahoma is? No. Okay. Well, it's way, way far away, 2,000 or 3,000 miles. Anyway, this little girl was real lonely. She was the only kid in the family. And so her mother decided to get her a pet. And what do you think she asked for? What would you ask for if your mama told you she would buy you a new pet? You and a dog. What would you ask for? A dog. What would you ask for?
A dog.
A dog. Well, my story is out of sync with you guys once. I have a story about a kitty cat, and you each one can hold this kitty cat a little while, and then when I tell you, you pass it on to the next guy. This is so cool. This is the smallest kitty I could find.
Do you need?
That's a lion.
I know, but it's a cat. Okay, it's a kitty cat. Because that's what my story is about, okay? All right. This little girl couldn't have been more than 8 or 10. And her mother trusted her when she was a good girl, and she helped her mother dust and helped her mother make beds and so forth. She let her walk a half a block down the street, and there was Glencliff, what? Dairy. Glencliff Dairy. And what did that little girl get as a reward for helping mother? An ice cream cone. So she walked down to the corner, and her kitty cat followed her. And after she came out, the kitty wasn't anywhere to be seen. And she says, "I can't go home. I gotta find my kitty cat." Well, her mama got worried about her. "Hi, come on." And so she came down and got the little girl, and the little girl says, "Mama, I don't wanna go home. My kitty cat is here somewhere." Well, she went home with mother. And of course, they knelt down immediately and asked Jesus to take care of the kitty cat, wherever she was. Oh, the next day, the kitty cat did not return. And so the little girl says, "Let's pray, Mama." "Mike, I forget what that kitty cat's name was. Let's call her. What's your cat's name?" Alpha. Alfie, okay.
One is named Splatter and one is named Shake.
Boy, those names are real different. What was yours again?
Alfie.
Okay. Alfie didn't. Oh, wow. You're very blessed. Okay. Where's your kids? Oh, okay. Okay. You wanna pass the lion on so somebody else can hold it for a minute or two? Yeah. That's a big kitty, isn't it? Yeah. I think it's a lion. Yeah. Anyway, I couldn't find a kitty at home. I had a real one, but I didn't think maybe I could corral it in church. And her name is Princess. Okay. All right. So Mama knelt down with her little girl and says, "God, we can't find Princess. Please help us to help her to come back." Well, come time for bed, and no kitty cat showed up. So mother and little girl walked down to the ice cream shop and said, "Have you seen a kitty cat?" Little girl said, even asked people on the street, "Have you seen a kitty cat?" No, nobody had seen that kitty cat. Okay. The next day came and still no kitty cat. And so Mama knelt with her little girl and prayed that Princess would come back. It was 3 days and still no kitty cat. So this time, Mama knelt down and said, "God, we really need your help to send Princess back. We've done our best to find her, and we can't." Okay, so guess how God answered? Just pet the kitty and love it. Okay? All right. Ring, ling, 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 ling. Hello. Have you got a little girl? Yes. Well, a little kitty climbed in my car, and I don't know how she got in there. And I've had her at home, and she's been a delight for me. But I know somebody is probably praying that that kitty would come home. So she says, if you'll come back to the Glencliff ice cream place, I'll bring your kitty cat. So needless to say, mother and daughter hurried to the ice cream shop, and they had an ice cream to celebrate their find. But this is the way God works with human beings to bring our little pets home. Okay, now you tell them. One more, okay.